You're listening to the Household of Christ podcast. Be encouraged and inspired as we dive into God's Word.
The Bible teaches us that the only proof of our faith is our obedience to the Word of God. And all of us have got promises from this Word, promises that God has given us. And your biggest challenge will be impatience. Because it's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises of God. And many times when people get impatient, they make stupid decisions. Impatience is the ability not to recognize what God is doing while you are waiting. When people become impatient and they jump the gun. Many people, through being impatient, have made wrong decisions. We need to believe God for all promises. But if you become impatient, you can make wrong decisions. Think about King Saul. Received instruction in righteousness to destroy the Amalekites, to kill King Agag. That's the instruction that was given. They went out and they did all of that. But they kept the best for themselves, and they did not kill the king. Obedience can open doors for you, but disobedience can close doors. And because of his disobedience to the word of God, or partial obedience, the door for him to rule as king was closed. When I read that, take some time and read it. When Samuel came to him and said, "Listen here, what have you done?" He said, "I've done what God told me to do. I've killed everybody." Samuel's response is, "Then what is this bleating of goats that I hear in my ears? Why are these animals still alive? Why haven't you not destroyed it?" You'll always judge people on their worst actions and justify yourself on your best intentions. Did you hear what I said? You'll judge people on their worst actions, but justify yourself and your best intentions. What did Saul say? "Why are you questioning my motives? We've kept the best to sacrifice it to God." The people pushed me, as I was fearful of them, not to kill the king. And what does Samuel say to him? He says, "But Samuel replied, 'What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice?'" Obedience is better than sacrifice. When God speaks to us, do we listen or do we do what's comfortable for us? When God speaks to us and he says, "Forgive," why? Does he say forgive? Because to forgive is good for you. Am I talking to the right people here? This is what it's all about. When God gives us instruction, it's because it's good for us. What do we often do when somebody offends us? Or somebody comes and they ask for forgiveness? We don't forgive immediately. Sometimes we make them suffer for a week or two. Don't raise your hand, just blink at me. Give me a double blink if we're talking to the right crowd this morning. Amen? No, you made me suffer. You made me hurt. I'm going to make you hurt for a week. Then I'm going to release forgiveness as a good Christian. No. Many wants the blessings. They want the provision. But they're not prepared to be obedient to the word of God. Great results requires great obedience. Turn to the person next to you and say, "Great results, great rewards equals great obedience." Patience has a cost, but it has a great reward. Can I tell you something? The helper, the Holy Spirit, the helper, the Holy Spirit that you need for successful living, do you know what he's looking for? Obedience. You can greet Acts 5 verse 32. The Holy Spirit is given to those who obey God. So many times people say, I want more of the Holy Spirit. If you want more of the Holy Spirit, it's going to require more obedience. You want more of God in your life, more obedience. Saul's impatience and disobedience opened a door that should have remained shut. Obedience opens the right doors, disobedience the wrong doors. Because the devil is looking for a foothold. Turn to the person next to you and say, you have your part to play. Can I say this? Never ever let impatience cause you to make hasty decisions. Business people, people receiving business offers, there's no such deal that's so great that they say you have to sign now or it's gone. That's the one you have to be careful of. So let me just go pray about it. Let me just get peace that I know I'm making the right decision. Can I have one amen? Our obedience to the Word of God allows doors to open. And oftentimes when we're disobedient, we open the wrong doors. Doors that should have remained shut. Hebrews 10 verse 36 says, for you have need of endurance so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Can I say something? Life is a marathon, not a sprint. That's why you have to make good decisions at all times. So that God can take you from where you are to where God wants you to be. Surely God can do whatever He wants to, but it's not all up to Him. We have our part to play. God requires of us to be obedient. Why did God listen to Elijah's words? Because Elijah listened to God's words. That's the simple principle. We need to become more obedient to the Word of God. When we trust in Him completely, it's easy to obey Him. But if we don't trust Him, it's difficult to obey. So, are you ready? Can I use four examples from the Word of God, men and women that obeyed God and God opened doors for them? Two from the Old Testament, two from the New Testament. It's very important to be obedient. Can I tell you something? People actually, when it comes to leadership, let me just talk about that leadership and being in your family a leader, being a leader at work. People don't follow somebody that's not committed, somebody that's not obedient to the Word of God. If you want people to follow you and be able to speak into people's lives, be committed to God. Be committed to His Word. Commitment and obedience changes everything. Can I have one amen? Amen. Let's look at the first one, Noah. Love it. Obedience in a godless generation. God speaks to him and say, build a boat. Make for yourself an ark. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. That's what he says. He says, build an ark. Build an ark when there's no rain. For how long? 120 years. Sometimes when you're obedient to the Word of God, people will mock you. They mocked him. Made jokes of him. What are you building? For what? Where? Rain? Water? That will come from where? Many times when you're obedient to the Word of God, you'll get mocked. He could have compromised so easy and said, gee, it's taking a bit too long. Let's make the boat a little bit shorter. Or let's not go that wide. But he remained faithful right to the end. Genesis 6 verse 22. Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so he did. He stayed committed. He remained obedient right to the end. And what was the end result? His whole family was saved. As a matter of fact, God made a covenant with him. And most of the times when it rains now, when you look outside, you'll see a rainbow. That rainbow is to remind you that there was a man that was obedient that saved his whole family and actually the whole of mankind. Turn to the person next to you and say, obedience opens doors. So we see God's great result in the life of Noah. When he was obedient, a door was opened for his whole family to be saved. A whole generation to be saved. Your obedience matters. Don't say other people must be obedient. You be obedient. The next one I love, Joshua. Obedience that caused walls to come down. Who of you have some walls that must fall? Walls that feel impossible to get over. The first obstacle in the promised land was Jericho. High walls that nobody could penetrate, nobody can get through. And here God says, here's the instruction in righteousness. You want to see the walls come down? You have to keep quiet and for 7 days walk around the city once, and on the seventh day, seven times. Turn to the person next to you and say, listen to the instructions. Can I tell you something? If you want to have successful living as a Christian or just as an individual in this world, one of the first things that you have to do is you have to make sure that you have a good conscience towards God and a good conscience towards the people. Can I just say, I don't care what people say, what people think, and just hurt and say, be careful what you say. Sometimes there's a season where you walk around walls keeping quiet. Not see how many people you can offend while you're walking around the walls. If Joshua and everybody only walked 5 times around the city, do you think the walls would have come down? No. Turn to the person next to you and say, your obedience matters. Sometimes when God gives you detail in what to do, be obedient and do it. They had to wait for God's time 7 days. You know, so I think those 7 days felt like 7 months. But they had to wait for 7 months. They had to wait for God's time. God's time is the best. But sometimes people use, oh, God's time is the best, just to hang around and be idle. God's time is the best does not mean you're idle. You're still walking around the city doing what you have to do. Here's the secret. Pray as if everything depends upon God, but work as if everything depends upon you. Turn to the person next to you and say, you have to be a hard worker. So hard work with confidence in God will give you the desired result. Can I say, sometimes you have to make use of every opportunity that God gives you and put your best effort in. Because sometimes you're just being tested to be faithful in something small so that God can take you to something big. But many times we just leave all the small things. I'm always very careful when young people get big words, prophetic words. You're going to be the next president. Or you're going to be a big businessman and do this and that. And I'm thinking, president, but you've not even studied politics. Somebody say, prophesy over somebody, you're going to fill stadiums. I'm thinking, fill stadiums, but you're not even clearing chairs in a school hall or in the church. You're not even assisting. And you want to go do big things like that. And then people go sit at home idle, waiting for the big thing, for God to do it. But you're not doing anything. Am I talking to the right people here? Before you become an MD or a CEO, make sure you know how everything works in that company. You know how to clean the floors, how to clean the toilets, how to pack the shelves. Know what you have to do. Be a hard worker. Sometimes people just hold on to a word. God's time is the best, it's going to happen, God. A lot of charismatics with a promise, I'm going to take you into the promised land, would be waiting. I'm waiting for the promised land. God's going to fold it up and bring it to me. By faith, all things are possible. No. They had to go in, Joshua had to go in, I think more than 30 cities had to be conquered. Turn to the person next to you. To obtain your promise will be hard work. Pray as if everything depends upon God. Yeah, say it again. Say, pray as if everything depends upon God. And work as if everything depends upon you. Amen. The next one I love, Peter, obedience that saved the business. What I like about that story in Luke chapter 5, it's after he had worked all night, caught nothing. In other words, he attended every business meeting, was at the right place at the right time, cast the nets, nothing happened. Jesus comes on the scene and says, can I use your boat? Sometimes you might not have anything in the nets, but you have something that Jesus can use to reach the people. Turn to the person next to you and say, have a good attitude. An attitude of obedience. After this, Jesus observed and saw the guy's nets are empty. He says, let me give him instruction in righteousness. He says, go and cast down the nets. Cast down the nets. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Turn to the person next to you and say, nets. This man has worked all night. Peter bordered on complaining. He didn't complain, but it was like you could hear the frustration. You can be frustrated, but obey. Turn to the person next to you and say, it's okay to get frustrated, but obey. It's very important to understand this because sometimes we're frustrated, we're tired, we're fatigued, and God will give us the instruction in righteousness. But you know what most people will say? My Jesus wouldn't let me do it now. He would first let me go and rest, eat something, feel strong, sleep in, and then we can meet at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock the next morning, fish are not going to bite. Amen. You need the miracle now. Simon answered and said to him, Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. You can almost hear the frustration, the disappointment. They're like, listen, God, I just want to tell you, we've worked all night at the right time and nothing's happened. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. What did Jesus say to him? Nets. What did he drop? Net. It was like most of us saying, let me just first see what's going to happen here. He never said to Jesus, this is ridiculous. What are you thinking? He was frustrated, but he obeyed. Turn to the person next to you and say, it's important to obey when you're frustrated. If Peter got angry and spoke what he felt, he would have missed his opportunity with God. Many people have kept doors closed because they got angry. A matter of fact, let me tell you something. If you're a Christian, the Bible is very clear. You cannot be a hothead. You can get angry, but you may not sin. See now, that's Bible. Do you want to go to heaven? Do you want to please Jesus? Then this has to be the standard for your life. You cannot be a hothead in a Christian and say it's my culture or the way that I grew up. That's not an excuse for heaven. In heaven, it's heaven's culture. In heaven, it's heaven's atmosphere. I must bring heaven's atmosphere into my home. It's not about bringing my home's atmosphere into heaven. Am I talking to the right people here? Turn to the person next to you and say, obedience is sometimes tough. You know, we've been married 32 years. And when you're married 32 years, you know each other quite well. And sometimes when you do something or your wife does something, you think, how can you do that when you know me so well? And you can get upset and you can get frustrated. But even though you get upset or frustrated, you still have to be obedient to the word of God and forgive one another and keep your heart soft. Because if you don't keep your heart soft and your heart becomes hard, you'll start to drift apart. Was it a tough week that it's so quiet? Peter was frustrated, but he obeyed. And because he obeyed, God turned a disappointment into an appointment. Because he let down his net. You know, I'm so grateful that when you're obedient, when God says, I'm going to fill your nets, like what he's said to you, many of you, I'm going to do far more abundantly whatever you think or dream or imagine. Or where God has said to you, I know the thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you a future and a hope. Sometimes we look at it when it's been war and fighting, we say, Lord, where's Jeremiah 29:11? But just because there's a delay on the manifestation does not mean you can become disobedient. Imagine what would have happened If Joseph became disobedient in the prison, would he have gone to the palace? No. Sometimes in your frustration, in your prison, you have to be obedient so that God can manifest his goodness there and take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. Am I talking to the right people here? Turn to this person and you say, I don't like this obedience stuff. I don't like it because God has challenged me on many things. On many things. Saying, God. Let's look at the last one. Mary. Surrendered obedience that changed the world. You know, your obedience can change the world. When the angel appeared to her and spoke to her and said, there's a miracle about to take place. Conception is going to take place because the Son of God wants to enter into this world. What did she say? Pure, simple faith and obedience. Let it be according to your word. Oh my God. Let it be according to your word. You know, when God called us, spoke to me, and said, I want a church with many cultures. And my wife knows that I've shared it. I said, when God said to me, do that, and I say, Lord, let it be according to your word, God spoke to me and said, you were not the first one that I asked. That means there were others that were not obedient. Sometimes what God will call you to do is difficult. But when you say, let it be according to your word, the Holy Spirit can effect it and God can start working. You know what's the thing about Mary? When she said yes, she knew, I'm going to be ridiculed. People are going to judge me. They're probably going to condemn me. They're probably going to even push me out of the community because I said, Lord, according to your word. But you know what happened? Her obedience opened the door for the Savior of the world to enter into this world. And oftentimes your obedience, where you at when God asks you to do something and you say, let it be according to your word, it opens the door for the salvation of those that are around you. Turn to the person next to you and say, obedience matters. A simple, yes, Lord, I'll do it can change everything. Reaching up, reaching in, reaching out can change everything. Say, I'm going to touch heaven, touch the heart of God, let God touch my heart, touch the heart of a community. That obedience is so important. If you want to succeed in life, listen to me, you're going to have to be obedient to this word. The only proof of your faith, the faith is the thing that pleases God. The only proof of your faith is your obedience to the word of God. Why is Abraham called the father of faith? Because of ultimate obedience to the word of God. When the Lord spoke to him and said, I want you to sacrifice your son, your only son whom you love. Immediately the next morning he went and he said, let's do it. And it's because of that obedience, it was accounted to him as righteousness. Because he believed God and obeyed God. So Noah's obedience was salvation to his whole family and a new beginning to all of mankind. Joshua's obedience and sharing it with the people caused the walls to come down. Your obedience can bring walls down. Peter's obedience changed his business. Nets were full, turned a disappointment into an appointment. You know what that teaches us? It teaches us even when we've gone through a failure, God is supporting our position to take us from where we are to where he wants us to be. But it requires our obedience. Mary's obedience, the Messiah was born. Obedience, obedience, obedience. God still works in the same way today. The question we actually have to ask ourselves, what is it that God is asking me to be obedient in? You know, as I was preparing this, the Lord spoke to me and said, I want you to start to pray for this one specific thing. because people are not giving attention to this, but I want you to start to pray for this. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to do it. So I'm starting to pray for one thing. It's between me and God. I'll share it when I have to share it. I have to be obedient, amen? Turn to the person that you say, don't overshare, but pray for the pastor. So God works still in the same way. The only proof of your faith is your obedience to the word of God. For God to take you from where you are to where he wants you to be. James 1 verse 22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. So if you only sit here and listen to this, it's about doing what the word of God says. If it says forgive, go and forgive. If it says help, go and help. If the Bible says pray, go pray. Give when you have to give. Help when you have to help. Encourage when you have to encourage. The biggest problem that we have is we put too much trust in ourselves and we don't trust God. Proverbs 3 verse 5 says, trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on him to guide you and he will lead you in every decision you make. When you trust God, it's easy to obey him. But when you don't trust God, it's difficult to obey. Know that song, Trust and Obey? I'm not going to sing now. I'm just going to turn the whole service about obedience into a comedy show if I start singing, you know? We all have different gifts, but singing is not one of them for me. Amen. So the real question you have to answer, or let me ask you this, what is God asking you to do now? In what areas is he asking you to obey him? Maybe it's in coming to church and bringing your family to church. Maybe it's to help in something. Maybe it's to seek his face more. We need to do all those things. But go listen and hear what God is saying to your heart and be obedient in that. Let me hear you pray. Say, precious Father, grant unto me a humble heart, a sincere heart, a heart that will obey. Forgive us, Lord, for all our partial obedience. And grant unto me an obedient heart. Today, we choose to trust and obey. We say yes to whatever you command us to do. Open the double doors of favor, the double doors of breakthrough, the double doors of mercy that only you can open for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Family, listen to me. When you're obedient, you can go in the full blessing of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and be obedient. When people are planting and sowing unrighteous seeds towards you, you continue to plant righteous seeds of obedience in everything that you do. See you, love.
Thanks for listening. Visit www.hoc.org.za to learn more. Household of Christ, loving God, loving people.